Gedanke Kumqua, welcome. You are listening to The Storyteller, a collection of stories and folktales from Alaska's original peoples. I'm your host, Shanach. Let's go. I share with you a story from the KNBA Radio Archives.
My name is Mabel Pike. The story I will tell will be about the Duktut totem pole, the Duktut or dark-skinned totem pole. In a village, there lived a chief, and he had a nephew. For what reason, I don't know. The nephew slept by the door, by the doorway, the entryway. In the mornings, the young men would all come trooping out of the house to go down to the beach so they can bathe and strengthen themselves. As they ran out of the house, one of them would kick Duktut and tell him, "Get up, you lazy so-and-so," and then go on their way down to the beach, and Duktut wouldn't budge. He'd just lay there. So what the men were doing was they'd run down to the beach and submerge themselves up to their necks in the cold water. This is in the wintertime, in the cold water. And then they'd come out, and one by one, they'd run up into the bushes and try to pull out a limb of a tree straight out. Well, what Duktut was doing, and the reason why he wouldn't get up to go with the rest of the men, was he would be up before anybody was, and he'd go down into the water and bathe all by himself, and then he'd run up into the bushes and he'd try to pull a limb of a tree out, straight out. And finally, one day he succeeded, and he urinated in that hole out of which the limb came, and he shoved the limb back into place, and it froze in place. Okay, as time went by, some of these young men who were bathing started finding these trees with the limbs already torn off, and they pull it out, and oh boy, I'm strong, I can pull this limb off. And what these men were doing was they were getting ready to go on a sea lion hunting trip. And from what I hear, that the sea lion rocks were out from Sitka in southeastern Alaska. Finally, the day came when they were all seasoned and ready to go. They were all strong because they had pulled out the limb that Duktut had stuck back, froze back into place. And when the party got ready to go, he asked to go, "Can I go?" And of course, the men wouldn't let him go because they didn't know what he had done. Finally, his uncle said, "Let him go. You know, he can do menial chores on the boat." So they went to the sea lion rocks, and of course the first young man that jumped out of the boat, they were supposed to grab the sea lion by the flippers, and if they're strong enough, which they thought they were, they could grab the sea lion and rip it in half. Well, of course, the young men weren't strong enough, and as one after another tried to kill a sea lion that way, the sea lions would flip them and naturally would crack their heads and they'd get killed. Duktut said, "Let me try," and they were so embarrassed they didn't want him to try, but he jumped out anyway and he grabbed the sea lion and grabbed it by the flippers and tore it in half because he was strong enough. He had been the one that was pulling these limbs off the tree to begin with. And so the hunters were so embarrassed, they left him on the rock, they left him behind and went back home without him. So there he was way out in the ocean all by himself. And finally he took all the intestines out of all the sea lions that he had killed and made a rope and coiled it. And then he took the stomach from the biggest sea lion there was and blew it up, and he waited for the right tide and for the wind to blow in the right direction. Finally, the time was right, and he crawled inside this big stomach. He blew up, and he tied one end of the rope to the rocks, and then as the tide and the wind carried him towards shore, he let out the line. In this manner, he was able to float back to shore. Now, I don't remember from here on what happened. His people would inevitably have to welcome him back home because he brought himself home.
Storyteller is a production of Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding for The Storyteller provided by the Annenberg Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Siri Foundation. To hear this story again and experience more stories, visit nativestoryteller.net.